We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us now, Mark Grody, our good buddy down there with the Chicago Bears, sideline reporter, 670 The Score insider as well. Find him at Mark Grody Sports on Twitter. Mark, how you been?
I'm doing well, Bill. Bears and Packers coming off a loss, getting ready to meet at your place on Sunday.
So you tell me, because Matt LaFleur said it's not a big deal for the young guys to understand the history of the rivalry between these two teams. I personally think that any player playing in a franchise where you have a severe rival, a fierce rival with somebody, should understand what the rivalry is all about, so they understand why their fandemonium is so high. Do you feel the same, or do you think that it's no big deal with players today?
Here's what it is with me, and I've come to sculpt this opinion through the years with the Bears-Packers rivalry. I love it when they do get it and they do feel it and they are genuine about it when they, you know, they've heard about it and they're into it. But I've learned that it's just not possible to force rivalries on young players in the NFL, especially like young players who played at big-time colleges where their whole life up to that point had been about their college rivalry and the college that they chose. This is the team that they've been placed on. So I would feel like maybe if a player's been on the Bears, let's say 5 years, then they start to realize it, and I kind of have a higher expectation for them to get it, to feel it, to realize it. But I give the young players a pass and give them big-time bonus points today. Because we had kind of the same thing yesterday. Darnell Mooney, the Bears rookie wide receiver, was on with us in Zoom, and somebody asked him about the magnitude of not only the game, but then the rivalry. And he definitely poo-pooed the rivalry. He said, yeah, you know, I've heard about how big it is. But he said, really, this is just the next game for us. And I've become conditioned to hearing that and to some degree getting it until they've been around a little bit longer.
That being said, the X's and O's, who's quarterbacking on Sunday?
I'm leaning Mitchell Trubisky, but I can't say that for sure. I mean, the signs are starting to point Trubisky for a couple of reasons. Number one, I think that at this point, he gives you a better chance to survive the pressure that every team is going to bring. And in this case, I promise you, your Packers will be bringing a little bit more heat just because the Bears' offensive line right now is vulnerable. That's what teams have been doing. That's what teams should do to the Bears. And Nick Foles has been flat-out bad at getting away from the pressure. And look, I get it. Like, Nick, that's never been Nick Foles' trick as a quarterback. He's never been one to get away from pressure, but he has become completely frazzled when there's pressure. Like, he's inaccurate under pressure. He is running out of bounds. He just has no control when teams are coming at him. Trubisky, the one thing that he did do well in the times that he was allowed to be a starter for the Bears over the last 2 years was use his feet. So I think for that reason, they'd be leaning Trubisky. They still don't know who is healthy. So we're going to find out about that. The other reason that, very possible that Trubisky is starting, because at least yesterday, the Bears had a very light practice yesterday, so it's really hard to base an opinion on that, but Trubisky was the guy out there throwing yesterday, and the time that we were allowed to watch, the reporters are allowed to watch, Nick Foles was not present. So I think that has some meaning to it, but we're going to learn more tomorrow probably.
The run game for the Bears has been almost non-existent. I thought it would be better this year. Has it just been the fact that the offensive line has just been that bad?
It's a forever problem, Bill, under Matt Nagy, unfortunately. And I hate to give an answer like this because this is the answer we always get from Matt Nagy. It's a little bit of everything. The offensive line, because this is the same as it was last year, same as it was in 20, even when the Bears won 12 games in 2018, the Bears could not get a run game going. Remember, it was way back then. It felt like so long ago. It was Jordan Howard. And the Bears would win games, and we'd talk to Matt Nagy on Monday, and everybody would be excited, and then the last two or three questions would be like, okay, what the hell happened to the run game? So it's been a scheme issue. It has been just offensive line just actually not being good at run blocking. And then this year, well, and even last year to some degree, with Kyle Long and that injury and that ongoing injury saga. But this year there are injuries and ineffectiveness. This year without your right tackle for the foreseeable future in Bobby Massey, Cody White here was down for a couple of weeks. You were throwing in rookies. You're Arlington Hambright and then a second year guy, Alex Barr, starting at center for the first time in his football life, not just his NFL life. So everybody's been kind of out of position, injured, or just not that great on the offensive line this year. I think David Montgomery, when given a chance to run this year, has looked better than he was last year, but he's not a guy that has breakaway classic speed by any means either. And he's still a young player who is still learning the scheme with new coaches and all that kind of stuff. So it's a big combination of issues that has forever plagued Matt Nagy's running game.
Talking with Mark Grody, Chicago Bears sideline reporter and 670 The Score insider, you talk about Matt Nagy. One of the things that we say here is Matt Nagy, don't worry about it because he's the smartest guy in the room and he's always going to screw it up. It seems like, I mean, whenever you give up play calling, I mean, I remember when Mike McCarthy did this because he missed something and then was embarrassed because he didn't know the answer after the game, and so he said he's giving up play calling. When you start to give up play calling and you start to change who you are and the way you dictate to your team, to me, that signifies the beginning of the end. If this team continues the free fall in the wrong direction, is Matt Nagy, quick to find the door at the end of this season, your thought?
First of all, answer the latter part. I don't think he's going to lose his job this year unless it goes colossally wrong in these last – I mean, as it gets blown out in these final six games of the year. And I definitely get what you're saying about giving up play calling. But this was, I think to some degree, it might work in the opposite direction for Matt Nagy, as in he hated having to do this. He did not want to give up play calling. As he said to us, he said it three times during our Zoom call with him when he dropped his bomb on us. He said, I love play calling, and he repeated it. And so you didn't have to ask follow-up questions to know how much this guy hated having to give up play calling, and he did it because it's just another way to show accountability to his players and to the organization. And the one thing, Bill, that Matt Nagy has been really good at that hasn't gone away, because everything's changed since 2018 when they won 12 games. Nothing is what we thought it was. But the one thing that Matt Nagy has always had is, for the most part, command of the locker room, respect of the players. They like the guy. They like him. And he's been a good leader of men and that whole part. So he's good at being the captain of all three phases. And now that he doesn't have his face buried in a play sheet on game day, he could actually, get in front of other players on offense, on special teams, and on defense, as opposed to just working through those plays that he has on his chart. So I think that this actually – him giving up a little bit of power might help him. And then the other part, too, is that this is not necessarily forever. I mean, we had to ask him again about this Packers game. Is Bill Lazor, the offensive coordinator, still going to call plays? And he kind of hemmed and hawed and then eventually said, yeah, he probably will. I don't think he ever gave a definitive yes, but you could tell it was a yes. But I think it's still game to game. My guess is that Nagy will concede the play calling for the rest of this year and then probably take the reins back next year, unless Lazor has some sort of revelation and they put up 40 on the Packers.
The other question I have for you, defensively speaking, we all know this is a defense that, you couple this with a really good offense and you're probably talking about a championship-style team. At what point does the defense, if at all, have you seen anybody get frustrated just to say, what are we doing? We're just out here beating our brains out, and this offense sucks, for lack of a better term.
Yeah, I mean, from my view on the sideline, I do pay attention to all of that stuff during Bears home games when we're still allowed to be at the games and I'm still allowed to be, you know, about 10 yards away from the Bears sideline. Yeah, I mean, you can see it in body. I mean, nobody's getting – there's no – not that I know of, no conflict, you know, individually between offensive and defensive players. But, yeah, like, for instance, last week Khalil Mack makes an interception. He gets it into Minnesota territory, and the Bears are in position to hopefully do something big. And before you knew it, Tyrell Santos, the Bears kicker, was out on the field, and they're going for three as opposed to six while the defense is still finishing their high fives and they're still kind of trying to collect their breaths and from their excitement, and then they're back on the field. So, you know, I notice that kind of stuff, and they're, you know, they're grabbing their helmets and they're right back out there, and they're troopers about it, and they say all the right things. But it's got to irritate the hell out of them. I mean, at some point in time, yeah. I mean, the Bears defense is, you know, they're not elite, I don't think, like they were in 2018 and maybe for a few games last year. But they're really good, and it's got to sting that the Bears defense could constantly put the offense in position to succeed and win, and then they're not able to do it. So yeah, I think of course that's going to have an effect. It's going to weigh on a defense, and it has from what I've seen from the Bears players.
Mark, great stuff. Appreciate it. Stay safe. Have an enjoyable Thanksgiving, and we'll talk again soon. Okay, pal?
All right, Bill. You too. Happy Thanksgiving to you and everybody over there.
Appreciate it. There you go. Mark Grody, Chicago Bears sideline reporter, 670 The Score Insider. You can find him on Twitter at Mark Grody Sports. That's Mark Grody Sports. Joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. They've been doing it 85-plus years. They've been doing it in business. Call them. If you're looking for a job, you're looking for a new team to go to, call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.